When was the last time you took some time off to tour the countryside or walk on silvery sand or just splash in mesmerizing turquoise waters? Really, when was the last time you experienced the beauty of this or island home, Jamaica? Come, take a tour with me as we travel to some of the island's most treasured attractions in this edition of Tourism Roundup. Hopefully, by the time we're done here, you'll want to get up and go experience Jamaica firsthand. A mineral bath in the west is where our journey begins. Waters collected and filtered through limestone in the Cockpit Country feeds a little haven in the heart of Middle Quarter St. Elizabeth, known as Bubbling Spring Mineral Bath. The water seeps up through the sand on the pool floor, giving the area its name, Bubbling Spring.
A lot of the community people still refer to Bubbling Spring as Boiling Spring. While it's boiling, when you look at the bottom of the spring, you see the sand boiling up. But we couldn't tell the word Boiling Spring because the water is warm all the time. The water is warm sometimes. Even if you say bubbling, we can defend that 24 hours. Always bubbling at the bottom.
Owner and operator of Bubbling Spring Mineral Bath, Lincoln Fagan. Bubbling Spring is not just about bathing, though. You can grab a gift at the craft shop, sip a drink at one of the two bars, or enjoy a truly Jamaican meal at the restaurant. From the west, we travel to the east, 15 minutes away from Harbourview Roundabout in St. Andrew to be exact. There you'll find the Suncoast Adventure Park, which boasts Jamaica's first and largest paintball facility. But it's not only about paintball.
We have ropes course, which is a high wire obstacle course. We have mini golf. We are preparing now a water feature for the park, which is going to be very exciting. That will have slides as well as a pool.
Director of Suncoast Adventure Park, David Wonken. Suncoast is an adventure park designed for Jamaicans by Jamaicans. It seeks to offer a similar yet different kind of experience to that found on the island's north coast.
Suncoast is offering to Jamaicans what we would normally expect to go down to find in the tourist areas. So it's priced for Jamaicans and it's a very exciting outdoor park. Great for getting out from behind the desk and the computers and all the stress of the workplace.
The park promises to all its patrons a superb experience. And from the Sun Coast in the east, we journey to Chukka Caribbean Adventures in the north. The land-based adventure tour company offers 55 tours in Jamaica, Belize, and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Horseback ride and swim is one of the major features of the Chukka Cove Farm.
We have a very relaxed high tea on the veranda of Good Hope Estate, Great House, to horse and carriage, to the adrenaline pumping canopy tour, dune buggies, ATVs, a beautiful meandering river tubing tour down the Massabre. We have Jeep Safari. The list goes on.
Director of Resort Marketing for Chukka Cove Adventures, Daniel Melville. Whether you choose to bathe in the bubbling spring, shoot paintballs at the Suncoast Adventures, or go horseback riding at Chukka Cove Adventures, ensure you experience Jamaica. We love Jamaica. In our Know Jamaica feature today, we look at our very own language, Patois. While our official language is English, most Jamaicans speak Jamaican Creole on a regular basis. One person who had a lot to say about the Jamaican language was Dr. Louise Bennett Coverley, Miss Lou.
Plenty of the words them in a fairy language, but then tell me say a corruption. Hey, a good African word that come from a nice African language named Chui. We fling with most of the bang around them, and we just keep on wanting. Like for instance, when them English go away, here we go.
Let's sing in harmony.
That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie inviting you to come back next week. Until then, one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.